Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Yes, welcome to the show tonight. Zach, you know that a regular theme on this show has been my inability to control myself when it comes to binging on food.
You do a lot of binges.
I do. I reckon, because I know food binging on, you know, maybe it's chocolate, chips, whatever it might be. I know this is a big problem around the country. I know everyone struggles with it a little bit. I reckon very few struggle with it quite as acutely as I do.
Well, you quite often put the rubbish, the evidence in the neighbour's bin.
Yes.
So no one can catch you. And so you're not reminded either.
Well, that was Dad kept buying corn chips to make nachos and I just kept eating the corn chips before he could make nachos.
That's not the only one, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Didn't you also do it with the show bags from
no,
the show?
It was the trolley hamburgers, the gummy hamburgers from like the Christmas stockings last year.
Oh, the Christmas stocking.
I had like 8 of those stockings.
There's so many binges to pick from.
Honestly.
I'm struggling to keep track.
I wonder if my neighbour ever goes to put her bins out. She's like a lovely elderly woman. She might look in the bins and be like, I don't remember eating the corn chips and the gummy hamburgers. Something's going on there. But anyway, look, Zach, I've caught myself in another food binge, another shameful hidden food binge. And this one's starting to affect one of my major relationships in my life. So I'm going to need your help on that before we hit midnight.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Dom, you know when you're looking for a present for a friend and something just like really jumps out at you and says, yes, that is totally them.
I don't like where you're going with this, but yeah.
Well, it is your birthday in a couple of days, Dom. And I'm not going to see you on your birthday.
Yes.
So I thought I'd take this opportunity to give you your present.
Does that mean you're not coming to the party?
Yeah, sorry. Take this as my RSVP.
Right, okay.
I have found a present perfect for you, and okay. I wanted to give it to you on the radio show. Now, the things we know about you, I wanted to give you a present around your passions. And the things I know you're passionate about is you're a big milk advocate.
I do.
You love
like milk.
Milk.
I do, especially the gold cap cream on top milk.
Cheese, dairy in general.
Your dairies are a safe area.
So I really wanted to hit one of those safe areas, something that I know you'd love.
Question.
Yes.
Is this a serious gift or is this a joke gift?
No, mate. Not everything is a joke on this show.
So this is just a serious heartfelt moment.
I would like us to broadcast a nice heartwarming moment, maybe a few tears. It would be a first for this show, but I think it would be appropriate.
So you want this to be just a lovely moment of friendship. I'm glad to hear that, Zach, because
so
I just
I
think,
have the gift here. I've wrapped it nicely for you.
Oh, you've even wrapped it for me. Did you buy that wrapping paper? It's like a, I don't know, what do you call it? It's like makeup,
I'm
like
passing
tan
it over
colour.
To Dom. I'd like you to open up your birthday gift there. This screamed Dom when I saw it.
Feels like a t-shirt, maybe, from the
t-shirt?
Outside.
Well, he's an expert in picking gifts, so let's see.
It is a t-shirt,
isn't
it?
It's a t-shirt.
It is a t-shirt. What is a t-shirt?
What does a t-shirt say?
Okay, Zach has bought me a not your mum, not your milk. I believe this is a vegan slogan. Is that correct?
Not t-shirt? Your mum, not your milk, Dom. Yep. I would like you to put the shirt on.
You want me to wear the shirt?
This is the new shirt that I'd like you to wear around.
Okay.
This is, you've been veganed, which is something I'd like to coin when you get pranked by a vegan.
The new reality show or the new prank show, you've been vegan.
Put it on.
Okay.
Put it on. Guys,
seriously?
If Dom can do this, if he can put on a vegan t-shirt, because Dom has been on the show a lot, and he's done a lot of damage to people who are vegans, because you could not get polar opposites in ideologies.
You're not wrong.
But if we can have Dom Faye pictured with a not your mum, not your milk shirt, I think peace can be achieved across the planet.
Okay, I'm wearing the shirt. I never thought I'd wear a not your mum, not your milk shirt, but I am right now wearing it.
How does it feel? Do you feel healthier?
I feel like a traitor, to be honest. The dairy farming community is going to be heartbroken. If this picture of me gets around in the dairy farming Facebook groups, they will be heartbroken.
It will be. It will be a big controversy.
This will rattle them. Do you expect me to wear this shirt?
Yes, I bought it for you. I paid my money. That was my money I used to buy that shirt for you as a gift. I thought you'd like it. It's about milk. It's anti-milk, but that's just like a small... That's like a small little...
What if,
detail.
Okay, would you be okay if I got rid of the bit that said, not your mum, and I just walked around and stole people's milk and pointed at the T-shirt?
But not your milk.
Not your milk.
My milk.
My milk. Are you happy for me to make that modification?
Well, it's your shirt now. You can do whatever you'd like.
Well, thank you, Zach. I appreciate the thought.
Happy birthday, mate.
Gift. And I feel stupid for thinking it was going to be genuine.
You're vegan!
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Turn a song
into a segment. Here at Collective Noun, Dom, we think that the songs aren't doing enough for the radio world.
That's true.
We don't play enough of them. So we want to get the songs into the bits between the songs.
Well, I think ultimately the end goal of every radio boss is to just have as much of the songs as they can possibly get.
So what we thought we can do, we believe that we can take any song on the radio and slightly adjust it to become a segment that we can talk about on the radio.
Well, that's the idea. And tonight, Zach, we have taken Taylor Swift's latest hit. Ready for it. And with a slight little variation, we think we've come up with a great segment idea that, honestly, I think we could do it every week. I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's ready to roll, Dom.
Okay, here we go.
Are you ready to sit?
That's right. On 131060. Are you ready to sit? Have you had a big day?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to going home and putting your feet up?
That's right. Maybe you're just about to finish a shift. Perhaps you're on your way home after, you know, maybe a bit of a rough breakup at dinner, whatever it might be. Give us a call on 131060, Zach. And with the help of Taylor Swift, we're going to celebrate the art of sitting down after a long day.
Who do you think would be ready to sit?
Oh, who'd be ready to sit today? Do you know what? I've got a feeling that potentially any international politician would be pretty ready to sit right now with the North Korea situation. I didn't want to start so heavy.
I don't think we're going to hear from an international politician.
Someone from the United Nations.
Maybe a shift worker. Maybe you're a nurse who's been on the ward all day.
That's true.
Maybe we'll hear from you on 131060.
Yes.
We want to know, are you ready to sit?
I think we should just get straight into celebrating some sits right now.
We have Ash on the Sunshine Coast. Ash, why has your day been big?
It's been huge. I've been cleaning all day. I'm sitting in my carport right now.
Oh.
Just gotten home from work and I can't even be bothered to go inside the house. Because we had our anniversary yesterday and last night we decided to bake this epic cake and it just was a disaster and the house was a mess.
It sounds like there's a lot on there, Dom.
I'm just cleaning all day.
Sidebar, Dom.
Yes.
If Ash is already sitting, is that going to be a problem?
I think that will be a problem.
Okay, Ash, I think we're going to have to ask you to stand up.
Yeah, Ash, can you stand up?
Hang on.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, God. Thanks, guys. Thought this was going to be relaxing.
Well, it's not relaxing yet. See, this is where the relaxing part comes in.
Ash, let us know when you're standing up, Ash.
I'm standing up.
Okay, Ash.
Are you ready to sit?
Take a seat, Ash. Take a seat.
Oh, my Lord.
How is it?
How does that feel?
Oh, my God. This is where I live now.
That's it. You can retire happy now, Ash. You're sitting down in your carport after a big day.
We move to Brian in Brisbane on 131060. Brian, why has your day been a big one?
12-hour shift standing on my feet doing traffic control.
Oh, standing on your feet all day on the hard road, Brian?
Yes, that's correct.
So how long since your last sit? Are we talking 12 hours since a sit?
Yes, I'm actually just going home now.
And Brian, what sort of arch support were you rocking today?
Just steel cap boots.
Steel cap boots. Okay. Those are hard, Dom. Lots of protection, but they can be hard on the feet.
Okay, Brian, are you in a position where you can take a seat if we ask you to? You can? Yep.
Whoa, let's all right. Do this, Dom.
Here we go, Brian.
Are you ready to sit?
Take that seat, Brian!
Taking the seat.
What's describe the feeling. How are you feeling?
That's good.
Euphoria.
You can just hear it in his voice, Zach. It's transforming
life.
He's
too relaxed. He's too relaxed to form it into words, and that's what we want to broadcast.
There's potentially a risk in this one that we are relaxing people too much.
Let's go to Dakota in Rockhampton. Dakota, how big has your day been?
It's been pretty hectic.
What's been happening, Dakota?
I had a staff member have to go to hospital, so I had to deal with that on shift.
That's a big day.
That's a massive day. All right, Dakota, are you in a position where you can move to a seating position?
I definitely am.
All right, let's do this, Dakota.
Here we go.
Ready to sit.
Dakota, take that seat.
Sit down, Dakota.
Feels so good.
What a way to start the first 20 minutes of Friday. So broadcasting 3 live sits on the radio.
And just because you didn't get on air doesn't mean you can't sit down.
No.
We believe in you, Australia.
In fact, you know what?
What? Are we going to have one more?
I think we're going to have one more. In fact, Zach, on behalf of the country, can you stand up right now
Let's
for me?
Let's do it together, Dom. Everyone stand. We're going to do a group seating.
All around the country. Australia.
On three, two, one. Sit down, everybody.
Take your seat. Doesn't it feel good?
I'm putting my feet up, kicking my shoes off. Welcome to Friday!
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Zach, I, like many people around the country, I think, have a problem with self-control when it comes to food.
Yeah, you do enjoy a food binge from time to time.
Yes.
You often eat your cheese by the block.
Yes. In fact, someone once did actually say to me that this show could be called My Food Binge Diaries. I do mention it on the show a fair bit.
Have you been binging recently? Because it has been a little while. I think the most recent one that comes to mind was when you were stealing your dad's corn chips.
Yes, he kept buying corn chips to make nachos for dinner, and I was eating the corn chips before he got around to making nachos.
I mean, there have been some miscellaneous cheese binges between them.
Yes.
But, I mean, those aren't remarkable these days.
No.
That's just your everyday binge.
It's like a weather event. That's just a small shower.
Yeah.
That's not a big weather event or anything like that.
Have we had a big weather event?
We have had a big weather event this
Ooh.
Week. The Bureau wants to advise that there has been a big food binge
what
this
happened?
Week. So, Father's Day, obviously, a few weeks ago now. And
that was a while ago.
I think it was 2-3 weeks, I think.
Okay.
And my younger brother got my dad, I don't know if you saw these in the shops, it was the big Toblerone blocks, right? I think it said King Dad on it or something, right? So, it was a Father's Day themed block of Toblerone, which is my dad's favourite chocolate. Now,
Obviously, you wouldn't have eaten it because it's for your dad. It was given as a gift. It also belongs to him. So that can't be the thing that you've binged on.
Well, the thing is, I just want to put it out there that I ate the whole block.
Right.
Over a period of a week. I've eaten the whole, and I'm it's a big block of Toblerone.
Like one of those, like, are we talking like a metre long, half a metre?
It's not so much. It wasn't too long.
It's the girth.
It was the girth of it.
Yeah.
Right?
The sort They're
of
quite
thing,
hard to eat.
Yeah,
I've tried to eat those before.
You really have to have a technique. You got to have a strategy. You got to chip it off block by block and then approach from the top.
Yep.
I've really planned it out.
It's the same way you climb mountains. It's the same way that Dom eats a Toblerone.
The issue is, and here's why I feel I'm not entirely culpable. Is because my dad left that sitting in the fridge for 2 weeks.
No, but it's always his.
I gave
There's
it two
no time
weeks.
Limit. There's no time
no,
limit
no, no, no.
on who owns chocolate in the house.
All I'm saying is I think it's quite impressive I control myself for 2 weeks.
Right
before I caved.
So you're saying he knows who he's living with.
That's what he certainly should. But he, yeah. so I found it. He had hidden it. I found it.
Why did he hide it?
Well, this is what he told me
so
today.
So he had taken action knowing
yes.
that it was in danger.
He took preventative action. It wasn't enough.
Did you know it was around, or was that just on your normal search for food in the house?
It was on a scavenge. When I tell you where he'd hidden it, this is probably the best part. Thinking I'd never find it, Dad put it in the fruit and veg drawer. So he hid it in there because he thought
that's a safe bet.
Dom will never look in the fruit and
Why
veg drawer.
Why were you looking in there?
I do a complete honest answer because I thought one of the empty leftover cheese packets might be in there. Because we sometimes keep cheese next to it.
And how did you feel when you uncovered the Toblerone?
Oh, Zach, it was honestly, I imagine back in the gold rush of
yep.
the 1800s,
yep.
the joy that was felt by people when they uncovered gold was how I felt when I found this Toblerone block.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew, like, an unopened Toblerone block sitting there in the fruit and veg drawer.
What is this? He says.
I have been blessed by some sort of divinity.
Now, it does say King Dad on it as well. Did
yes.
that deter you?
Well, my dad thinks it should have.
Yep.
And this is always how it starts. I want to stress this. I never start one of these food binges thinking I'm going to eat the whole thing.
No, of course not.
I never think I'm going to have a whole packet of corn chips.
What you're thinking is if I can make a clean cut on the end
yes.
and then reseal it, maybe he won't even know that I've had one.
Yeah, exactly. Or I'll just have one or two and he won't mind, right? Now, unfortunately, I can never stop at one. And what followed was 5 days of drastic Toblerone eating.
Yep.
Probably unsafe Toblerone eating, to be honest. I have probably been going, I reckon, 4 or 5 triangles a day.
Yep.
And those are big triangles, I should mention. And I get a text from him last night saying he just finally went to have a piece of his Father's Day Toblerone and he's discovered there's nothing there.
Now, that must be very disheartening for him.
Well, what he was telling me today is he said he's honestly, like, he's beyond the point of frustration or anger at me. He's honestly not sure what more he can do to hide it.
Now, this is usually a parent's approach when they find out their kid's been partying behind their back. As an 18-year-old, when they leave school and they
yeah.
say, look, we're not angry, we're just disappointed. Your disappointment is coming a number of years later and around you not being trusted around chocolate in the household?
Genuinely, Dad said to me he might have to keep his chocolate off site in future. He's not sure there's anywhere in the home that I won't find.
Yeah.
He's looked at safes. He's looked at keeping it in his wardrobe.
And see, that's the amazing thing.
Yeah.
Chocolate has such a power over you.
Mm.
You'd learn how to crack the safe. You would get your headphones on, a stethoscope. You'd learn how to do it, no matter where it was.
That's it.
You'd become an astronaut if you put it on the moon. There is no barrier to the drive of chocolate for you.
But why I'm glad this has happened, Zach, why I'm actually glad this whole scenario has come up is because I feel like now I can't be held responsible for my actions in future. Now it is well known, it is common knowledge that if...
You can't be trusted.
If chocolate's in the house, it's their fault.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? You've got to start treating me. They have to start treating me, my family, like I'm the dog and they've left food out on the table.
Yeah.
You can't blame the dog.
Right. Is that why when you're eating the Toblerone, your dad walked in and he's like, no! No! Down, Dom! Down!
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News today, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull went over his data usage on his phone plan this month.
Well, we've already made $1.2 billion in top-up payments.
Also, Sophie Monk didn't know what she'd agreed to by being the Bachelorette.
I thought it would be like two episodes and out. I did not know what I was auditioning for. Didn't research.
And Donald Trump was asked how long it would take America to recover from his presidency.
Somebody said 57 years. Now, who knows what that means? But I think the hard part is now beginning.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Woman's Day. Light robbery.
Dom, it's getting later in the week and we have run out of ideas. That's why we go through Women's Day and we literally take a page out of their book.
Well, why not? I mean, they've done all this great work by compiling a magazine every week. I think it just makes complete sense to take one of the ideas.
The idea we're stealing from Women's Day this week comes from page 82.
Okay.
It's in the behind the scenes segment, Your Entertainment Back Pass. Backstage Pass, sorry. Back Pass doesn't make much sense.
And we like to say, by the way, if you have your copy of Women's Day with you, flick to page 82. You can read along with us.
We'll be ripping the page out now. Yep. Okay, what it is an exclusive interview with Getaway host Katrina Roundtree. Now, it's exclusive.
Yep.
It's in a yellow bubble that says exclusive. That's how I know.
Yeah.
And the question that we have, that she's asked, is have you ever walked out of a cinema? Now, Katrina replies, never. But I think I'm the only person on the planet who can't wait for a Star Wars film to end. Now, I know over the years, Women's Day have put out some outrageous things.
Yeah.
They've put into print some things that are very maybe exaggerated.
Well, there's rumors that they might have made up stories. We're not saying that, obviously. We're just saying this has been some of the speculation.
But I feel like this could be... The craziest one yet.
Right, okay. So Katrina Roundtree, Getaway host, being the only person in the country who doesn't like Star Wars. It's a shocking claim. And I'm amazed no other mainstream media has picked up on this one since.
So what we wanted to prove on 131060, is there another person in the country who doesn't like Star Wars?
That's it, Zach.
If you have been looking for your opportunity for, I guess, 30 years now.
That's it. Oh, how long? Has it been 40 almost, I reckon?
More than that, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't like Star Wars and you've been wanting to get it off your chest, we want to take a survey right now on 131060.
Well, I guess it's a pretty exclusive little club that you'll be a part of with Getaway host Katrina Roundtree.
Well, what we really need to do to prove that this interview is wrong is just find one other person because
she
says, I think I'm the only person on the planet who can't wait for Star Wars to end.
And we would love to let Katrina know if she's wrong about this, just so she can know she's not struggling.
Here's the question.
With
if we don't find someone...
Yes.
Well, obviously that's fine. If we do find someone, do we have to go after Women's Day and say that they need to issue an apology? Or does Katrina herself have to issue an apology?
This is not Women's Day's fault. They're just reporting what they've heard.
Okay, so you would have to ask Katrina Roundtree to issue an apology.
But let's not jump ahead of the gun here. We'll wait and see because she might be right. She might be the only person in the country who doesn't like Star Wars.
131060, if you don't like Star Wars, give us a call.
We have Emily in Melbourne. Emily, is Katrina on her own or are you also not a Star Wars fan?
Oh my God, I don't like it. I've never liked it.
What don't you like about it, Emily?
This sounds terrible and all my friends hate me, but I find it boring. I've watched like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't watch it anymore.
Would you say, Emily, that you can't make it to the end of a Star Wars movie? Would that be a fair summation?
Yeah, I've never watched the whole thing.
Jeez. Well, that sounds like a second Australian who's with Katrina Roundtree in that, Zach.
We have Michaela in Melbourne. Would you join this fight? Michaela, do you not like Star Wars?
No, I absolutely hate it. Can't stand it at all.
Have you ever given it a go, Michaela? Have you ever tried to watch Star Wars?
I tried. My ex made me watch them, and I literally fell asleep during it. I just can't get into them at all.
Well, jeez. See, that's not someone who walked out of the cinema, but
no.
Falling asleep is pretty close.
Well, it also means you didn't make it to the end of the movie. And that was that Katrina Roundtree's direct quote? What did she say?
She can't wait for it to end.
She can't wait for it to end. Interesting. Oh, you know what? We've also got Ben in Melbourne. The calls just keep on coming on this. Ben, you also are joining Katrina Roundtree's anti-Star Wars club?
Yeah, well, g'day. Thanks, guys. Look, me and my mate Philip, we were talking about this the other day.
Mm.
Star Wars, it is the worst set of series of movies I've ever seen. What is the point of it? What even is R2-D2? What is he? Is he a machine? Is he a robot?
Yep.
I think both, Ben.
At all.
Well, I certainly sounds
we appreciate your passion.
Yeah.
And I think you and your friend Philip have been doing some great research on this, and we applaud you, Ben, for doing all that groundwork.
Well, so, Ben, can I just ask, if Katrina Roundtree, who has spent her whole life believing she's the only one in Australia who doesn't like Star Wars, if Katrina Roundtree was listening, what would you say to her?
I would say to her, I 100% agree with her, and I'd be brave enough to say that Harry Potter and Star Trek, they are terrible series of movies. Just terrible.
Well, Ben might...
he's really broadening it out, Ben.
I think Ben might normally call talkback radio shows.
He's very passionate. I think, Don, that's overwhelming evidence.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in this week's Women's Day, there has been a lie...
Yes.
Published in the Katrina Roundtree interview on page 82, they're going to have to issue an apology because, Katrina,
yes,
although you say in your interview that you're the only person on the planet, we have proven right now there's many more people who can't stand Star Wars.
So what do you think the best solution is? Should people just get their woman's days at home with maybe a Sharpie and block that
what
bit
I'll
out?
Do, yep. What I'll do is I will personally go to every news agent in the country.
Okay, great.
And I'm going to print out a sticker that I'm going to put over that part of the interview.
Redacted.
Yes. So, Women's Day, you don't have to thank me now, but I'm really saving you from a lawsuit here.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Zach, I might have to ask for money back from a charity that I've donated.
Less popular.
Yeah.
The most common thing is that you donate money to charity.
Yeah.
And they use it to do good things.
Well, let me tell you what's happened to me. And I think you'll agree with me that I might have some grounds on this particular one. So a friend of mine is doing a long bike ride to raise money for a charity. I'm not too sure which charity it was. But he set up like the GoFundMe charity pages.
Yeah.
So you can like contribute to their goal, give some money and kind of support them. Anyway, he posted a link about it today on Facebook, and I thought, you know what, why not? I'm going to support him. I'll donate a little bit. So I went through and gave a small donation, just put $20 through, and thought, you know, that's generous enough of me. Then I get a message from him on Facebook saying, oh my gosh, Dom, that is so generous. Thank you so much.
And you thought... Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I'm such a good guy. I'm helping out a friend.
Yeah.
You know, I can chuck you $20 here, $20 there.
That's it. The word hero gets thrown around so often these days.
But you're quite chuffed, weren't you?
I was pretty happy with that. Until I replied and said, oh, no worries. Happy to get on board. He's like, yeah, that's the biggest donation yet. And I was like,
that's weird.
$20 is the biggest donation yet? That doesn't seem right. Now, I went to the page. At some stage in the process of putting my credit card details in, nominating how much I was going to donate, an extra zero has crept into my donation.
So $200.
$200 is the donation that has been deducted from my credit card. Now, I do not know this person very well, right? This is not a close friend. I was just being a bit generous.
It's a $20 friend.
I'd say it's a $20 friend. Suddenly, everyone else on that page, the other biggest donation was there was a few $20. There was one person who'd gone $50.
Mm.
Apart from that, they're all like $5 donations. Then I've swooped in with this $200 donation. And now I'm being honest with you, Zach. I don't know if I can afford it.
Mm.
I've given beyond my means here.
Right. Well, you told a story a couple of weeks ago about how you were walking past a shop and you saw a $100 shirt out the front and you bought it instantly.
Okay, shut up about that one. Please, I don't want to bring that up. But like, do I just have to live with this now? Like, is there any way I can contact him and say I've made a mistake?
Oh, so you didn't contact him this afternoon.
No.
Just took the credit.
At the moment, I've just taken the credit.
Yep.
Right. But is there?
So did you go on? So you just said no problem. No worries.
Well, he said.
And did it go on after
he
that?
He said biggest donation I've received so far. And I was like, oh, no worries, happy to help. And that was when I went and looked at the page.
Yeah, okay. So if he has said biggest donation so far, yep. And you've said after that, happy to help.
Yes.
You're digging the hole. Because you're taking all the credit.
That's true. That's true.
Because if the exchange is reversed, you have to give the credit back.
You reckon?
Yeah. Well, because you've taken the credit for the biggest donation. You've had the feel-good moment. And so you've had the purchase. Do you know what I mean? So that's what you have to return.
So you're saying I'd have to say, hey, I've made a mistake. I need you to give me back $180.
Yep.
And I'll give you back the credit you gave me for being a high donator. I'm really just an ordinary average donator.
Do you get anything for your $200? I know sometimes on those funding pages, there's certain levels of if you donate a certain thing, I'll write your name on the back of my jersey, on my bike kind of thing.
I don't think he's done any of those.
No, incentives. So you don't get any of
those. Really? I mean, I it's quite generous of me to give to something like this when he hasn't put any thought into
Well,
that.
Also, you're saying that they're not a super close friend.
Yes.
You don't know what the charity is.
I can't remember what it was. It seemed worthwhile.
Right. Okay. So you did read it. You just don't remember it.
I had a quick glance. I mean, most charities are. There's not very many unworthwhile charities.
So I think you're stuck. I think it was operator error.
Yeah. So you think?
I think credit cards can be complicated. I mean, how are you going to get it? Put it back on your credit card?
Well, I'm wondering maybe.
Or is it direct debit?
I think it was credit card. If you honestly think that I've lost the money, that I've just got to live with this now, perhaps this is what charities should do more of.
Yeah.
Because it just depends on.
Adding on an extra zero.
Added on an extra zero.
No, that seems dodgy.
But count on people's guilt and shame about asking for money back from a charity.
Yeah.
You could like solve all the world's problems if you decided. I mean, yes, there'd be some legal problems. I won't deny that.
But I mean, it wasn't the charity didn't tell you to stuff up how you did it.
It was my mistake, and I will cop that one.
What they could do
is
on the page where you put in the number, like play a lot of different numbers. You know when someone's trying to count and you know you always have an annoying person saying other numbers. If they're throwing out really big numbers.
$20,000, $18,000, and then suddenly you don't know it and you're just giving them.
Yeah, that could be a way they could get around it.
That's a smart idea. You and I should start a charity.
Yep.
Although really right now it sounds like a money-making scheme.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Guys, we interrupt this podcast with a special podcast message. Unfortunately, there will be no podcast next week. We are shutting down the podcast for maintenance.
This is what we have to do every year, Zach. We have to just make sure everything's still running as it should.
Yep.
We have to get the health and safety people in to take a look at all the equipment we're using. And look, it is a bit of an annoyance, but, you know, we have to do these things to keep the podcast
now,
safe.
We're aware that there's nothing worse than going to the vending machine and seeing out of order.
Yep.
You need to call the maintenance man. Mm. But unfortunately, the reality is vending machines, pools, all the greatest things in life need to be shut down for maintenance from time to time, for cleaning.
Now, there is one frequently asked question I'm sure we will get, Zach.
What's
which
that?
Surrounds the Collective Noun forum. Obviously, if you leave a 5-star rating on the iTunes podcast store for this podcast, you join the Collective Noun forum. People might be asking, is the forum going to be open over the next week? Can I leave reviews? Can I get in touch with the show?
Yeah, we do have a caretaker staff on.
Yes.
So it's not our full staff, it's just their skeleton staff.
But still drop by. I mean, it's still fun. It isn't the park in all its glory.
No.
But it is still worth
it. It's definitely
doing.
What we'd consider the off-season.
Yeah, and maybe that's a better thing to do. You use shorter lines for the Ferris wheel. I think maybe that's a good time to drop by the forum.
If we are closing down for maintenance, though, Dom, the official thing is we will need an A4 piece of paper.
Yep.
With someone quickly making a sign that says close for maintenance on it. You got it there?
Just ripping off the paper and the
sticky tape. Can you put that on the front door of the podcast?
Yep. Just give me a second. Do I want to put like a back in 5 minutes, back in a week?
Yeah. Back in 4 podcasts.
Back in 4 podcasts. Closed for maintenance. Your contact number, my contact number for any inquiries.
I'll just put the Collective Noun forum if you want to get in contact.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right. I will stick that up there.
And I think before we shut the door, though, we might have time for one last story.
Right across Australia. You're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
In legal news today, Dom, a Polish beverage company have had to rethink their approach after they got in trouble for trying to call their new lemonade John Lemon after the Beatles member John Lennon?
I can imagine.
You can see that they've changed the Lennon to Lemon.
Look, smart thinking, but I'm pretty sure, is his ex-wife Yoko? She would not be cool with that.
Oh, no, that's what happened. So Yoko,
so she's actually
Yoko Ono said, no, that's obviously a ripoff of John's name, and that's not allowed. And she's won.
Yeah.
So they now have to call it On Lemon.
On Lemon.
Which is totally different.
Doesn't make any sense now.
Well, it's actually set a dangerous precedent, Dom, and it couldn't have come at a worse time for me because I was about to launch my own beverages.
Were you?
Yeah, based on pop artists. But now that this legal precedent has been set, I won't be able to bring them out.
Have you had to pop down to the factory this afternoon?
It's been really sad. I had to lay off a lot of people.
Just halt production, guys. We've had a big legal problem. You do a lot more things than I'm aware of. It always takes me a surprise.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to release them, but right. Would you like to know what I had?
Well, I mean, this is years of working in the factory, so I'd like to at least let's hear the fruits of your work.
Well, what drink do you have when you want some sparkling wine to celebrate leaving One Direction? Some Liam champagne. Won't be able to make that one anymore, disappointingly. What happens when you wanted to go to a cafe and you want a mainstream drink, but you want it to be a little bit hipster?
Yeah.
That's when you get the Vance soy latte. Unfortunately, that production has been ceased.
Jeez, that's harsh.
How about a beer that you used to think was annoying, but now you think it's kind of okay? That's the Justin Bieber.
See, I was thinking it was going to be Justin Bieber, like Bieber or Bieber.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I went with Bieber, but that was a long meeting that we had. But unfortunately, none of these drinks are going to see the light of day.
So how many factories did you have to close down? How much money have you lost on this?
Well, it was one factory for each drink.
Okay, so that...
Yeah, and three cafes.
That's a heavy outlay that you've kind of had to suffer the losses of.
Well, that's what happens, Dom. Yeah. When you skirt that close to the law, you take some risks.
Well, let me know if you need me to lend you some money to get through this stuff, Dom.
Well, I have like 40 cases of Liam champagne that I don't know what I'm going to do with.
That is all we've got time for. If you want to hear the full show back, search for Collective Now on iTunes. You can get it there. And that's us out.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Now. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Now Comedy.